Okay, we're back. You're listening to KSUB, the radio station of Seattle University. And this morning, we're hearing from some international students in a program I like to call Cultural Relativity. They're sharing a little bit of their cultures with us. Our next student is from Indonesia. His name is William. Good morning, William.
Good morning.
All right, so tell us a little bit about Indonesian culture.
Well, Indonesia is basically, it's a Muslim country, which is located in Southeast Asia, and then it's more likely, they have more likely the same culture with the Middle Eastern, because they're influenced by the religion.
Right, yeah, I've actually been to Indonesia. I had a chance to go there a number of years ago. I went to Sumatra, the island of Sumatra, but I haven't been to Java. Are you from Java?
Yes, I'm from the capital city, which is Jakarta. It's located on the central of Java.
Right, yeah, it's a very, very crowded city, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. You were going to tell us about the culture, right?
Yes, so basically I was born and raised in Indonesia, which is located in the Southeast Asia, which is alternatively can be called the Asian, which stands for Association of Southeast Asian Nations, which consists of Thailand, Malaysia, Philippines, Indonesia, and so on. In Indonesia, there are two different ethnicities, which are Indonesian Chinese and Native Indonesian. In Indonesia, we often use our own language, which is called Bahasa Indonesia. It is somewhat similar to English with grammar and tenses. There are also some other languages that Indonesian people who live outside the capital use as well, which are Javanese, Sundanese, and many more. But Bahasa Indonesia functions as the universal language of Indonesia, and it is a necessity for all Indonesians to master it in order to communicate with the others. I believe that there are three cultural values that can differentiate Indonesian people amongst the other countries, which are being late, avoiding long eye contact, and being calm. One of the famous Indonesian cultural behaviors is that we tend to come or do things late. We are likely to come to any meetings or other similar things late, since it is already a part of our culture, and it is normal for us to come late for anything. So I believe that I can say that it is hard to find any Indonesian people that are punctual in coming to an event. The same thing also occurs when we work as well. We tend to enjoy ourselves and relax during our work rather than just rushing through things quickly to finish on time. The next culture is Indonesians tend not to maintain eye contact for a long period of time when they are talking to each other, because if you keep on making eye contact when talking to each other, it would be considered as a kind of staring and can be viewed as an insult to your talking partner. As a suggestion, it would be better if you reduce the amount of time you make eye contact with an Indonesian. So, and then there is a common saying in Bahasa Indonesia which says, tidak sopan untuk melihat orang, untuk melototin orang. And in English, it's not respectful for staring at people. I mean by staring is that when you're talking to each other, you're maintaining a long eye contact with the other person. That also means in Indonesia as staring. It's some kind of different meaning. I know that in America it's also rude for staring at people, but in Indonesia it's in different contexts. Long eye contact is also considered as staring as well. And so if you encounter Indonesian people and they do not want to make eye contact with you, that does not mean that they hate you. On contrary, they are showing respect to you. Another value in our culture is that of being calm. We tend not to raise our voice while we're talking to each other, as we believe that if we raise our voice, it also can be considered as an insult or means that you're angry. So, it would be better if we just spoke in monotone without stressing any words. In contrast to what Americans are likely to do, sometimes we tend not to show our emotion when we're talking. Even when we're talking to people that we hate, we have the culture value that we need to treat our enemies or any other people in the same way. So, in conclusion, I believe that these are the three main cultural values that I believe all Indonesian people possess. To recap, we are not punctual, not likely to maintain eye contact, but we are likely to be calm. However, after explaining these three Indonesian cultural values, I do not mean to suggest that these are bad aspects of Indonesian people. Rather, these values are just parts of our culture. We also need more time to adapt to the new culture that we just become immersed in. I hope this information will be beneficial to you. Thank you.
Thank you, William. Well, I was aware of some of these cultural traits of Indonesians already. I imagine it must be pretty difficult for Indonesian students when they arrive here, especially with regard to the punctuality issue. How was it for you?
Well, it took me some time to adapt with the punctuality. I got scolded many times for being late to class, and then But right now, I think I'm pretty adaptable to the American culture right now for being on time.
Yeah, it seems like you're doing fairly well with that so far in class. When I was in Sumatra many years ago, I was kind of surprised by how easily and how often the people smiled at me. I'm not sure if that's true everywhere. I imagine it's probably not so true in the capital city, but do you think that's also somewhat true throughout Indonesia, or is it just with foreigners that Indonesians smile so much?
Well, I believe that Indonesian people, since you're American and a foreigner when you came to Indonesia, because people of Indonesia, they are who live outside of Java, they are some kind of afraid of Americans, people, or any Caucasians, because they believe that they are more superior than themselves, so they will give more respect than the other people. They will give more respect to the, especially Caucasians, people.
Oh, so you think that might partly explain why they were so smiley?
I'm not so sure. Probably since they are also living outside the capital city as well, so probably they'll have better life outside without, I mean, they don't have that much of stress that they got from their work.
That makes sense. I mean, even, you know, here too, if you go into the country, of course, sometimes people can be very friendly. Yeah, so interesting. All right, well, thank you, and we'll be back in a moment and hear from another student.